Hello, my name is Afida. Welcome to the Balance Professional Podcast. I'm excited to have you. The Balance Professional Podcast is a vibrant community of professionals who come together to share the secret of achieving balance in life. A little bit of background here. I created the Balance Professional Community because of you and I. As a mom of two wonderful humans, I also work a full-time job. I'm also an inspiring entrepreneur. I'm always struggling to maintain balance in all fronts of my life. So if you're like me, I urge you not to look any further than the Balance Professional Podcast. It's a vibrant community of professionals who come together to share the secret of achieving balance in life. I seek to empower you, my listener, to create a space for a meaningful conversation that led to positive change in our lives. I welcome professionals from all industry to connect and share strategies on how they maintain their sanity amidst the hustle and bustle of our daily life. Through weekly interviews, inspiring stories, and practical tips, I hope together we can create a more meaningful moment and bring balance back into our lives. So please, come as you are, so we can have an honest conversation about your challenges, offer quality advices, and learn from each other. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Afida. Welcome to the Balance Professional Podcast. You know, as we all know, finding work-life balance can be tough, especially to professionals. And when I say professional, I'm not necessarily an individual who, you know, had advanced at a workplace or corporate world. I'm talking about at a certain age in our life, certain stage in our life, me have been through quite a lot of different situation, experiences that sometime you become professional at it. And that's what I mean when I say professional. But at the same time, it's important to find a balance that works for you so that you don't get burned out, because we are so accustomed to taking care of others, being responsible for others, that we forget the elements, the foundation that make us who we are. So let's get back to that. This podcast offers holistic personal development guidance. I also cover career mentoring tips and strategies to help you find that balance. And so please have a listen and see what works for you. A little bit of background about why I started the Balance Professional Podcast. I created the Balance Professional Podcast to, specific the brand, to help provide transformative guidance and lessons for professionals looking to align their feelings, thoughts, and beliefs with their desired outcomes. Some of my tips and strategies come from applying my very extensive transformative steps
that has been working for me for the last 10 years. A process I call holistic personal development. It's an approach to life that takes into account the whole person. It includes physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of our beings. This approach recognizes that each of those areas, right, interact with all and affect the other. And to be successful, all these areas have to be balanced. So we don't want to forget who we are in the long line of trying to, you know, be responsible for others. So let's just get back to the person before us. That's us. You know, you don't want to be pouring from an empty cup. You can be there for others physically, emotionally, you know, spiritually, if you don't know who you are to begin with. So thank you for tuning into this week's episode. I hope you learned something and start living life as a balanced professional. Let's get into this week's episode. So, last week we were talking about forgiveness. This week, the focus is going to be on a secret to living a balanced life as a pro. And as I mentioned earlier, professional life style, it doesn't necessarily mean that you had, you know, the CEO of a company or the executive of a company or corporate world. It pretty much means that I am 35 plus year old woman, and I have been through quite a lot. I have, you know, have experienced quite a lot of, you know, life, you know, experiences, challenges, and, you know, unfortunate events. Some are good, some are bad. Some I learn from, some I pick from, some I absorb from, some are lesson teaching moments for me. That the next time I'm faced with those issues again, it seems like I've been there before. You know, so I'm a pro at this point. I'm a professional at this point. So it makes the transition a little easier, or maybe my mindset is at the right place to go through it, accept it, sit with it, and go through that transition, whatever that is. Okay? So as a professional, you're always on the go. You know, we have life demand, people that we're responsible for, right? You have a lot of responsibility and a lot of demands on your time, right? You need to be able to juggle all of these demands and still maintain a sense of balance in your life, right? Because I mentioned earlier, we don't want to forget who we are. Because that's when we tilt the scale. That's when we get unbalanced and we get unfocused. And our direction, our path, our vision, our intuitions will become, you know, tainted by the false reality that we have to be somebody that we're not. Right? So it can be tough to find balance between your life and your work, whether you work for as your CEO, you work for someone, or you work for yourself. Okay? But there are some secrets to living a balanced life, both professionally and personally. Stay with me, please. Okay? A balanced life is something that we all strive for. I've been striving for it for my whole entire life. Right? Because I end up focusing investing two more, and not just my time, money, but emotionally investing to things just to entertain myself in a short period of time. And then once the time goes by, it's like, okay, I have not found any value to what has taken up my space, my time. Right? We want to have time for our work, our family, our friends, and our hobbies. But sometimes it can feel like we're just treading water. Mm-hmm. How can we achieve a balance in our life, in all else aspects of our life? Because the demands of everything that I listed above are always going to be there. But it's up to us. And this is a question that I am sure many of us have struggled with. I remember when I was in college, I thought I was busy, right? I thought, oh my God, I have so many projects, exam, homework. And one of my professors briefly told me once, so Afido, what are you, an assignment was late for a few days, you know, because I wasn't balancing, I wasn't prioritizing my time as I should. So the professor said, Afido, what are you going to do in the near future where there are other demands like work? And if you want to continue education and family are demanding your time, how are you going to balance that? And as I got out from college, got into my profession, that's a question that I took with me. And I have been working hard to find a way to make that work for me. Okay. So it is really, if you were to time stall right now in your life where there are things happening, you're going to transition different stages, different seasons of your life, and you feel like the time is just going by, you passing you by, people are asking so much of you, how can you stop, how can you pause, you know, to say, look, there's only one of you, how can you fit all of that in that 24-hour time that you have? So this is a question that many of us have struggled with. We understand that at this point of life, we all have different commitments and obligations that can pull us in different directions. And it can be hard to find balance that works for us. Okay, so with all ado, one thing that can help us is to prioritize our commitments and make sure that we're giving ourselves time for the things that are important to us. Also, this is where your thoughts connect with your mind. We have to be mindful of our own energy levels, because if that energy level is not within that, if that energy level is unbalanced, it will affect everything around you. Not just your home life or your personal life, but your work life, your professional life, your career, your relationship, your commitment to your community, everything. So we also have to be mindful. This is why when I finally hit the target of what needs to be taken place in order to not miss an aspect of our life, or in order to not leave one aspect of our beings unbalanced. This is why I'm so passionate about, you know, holistic personal development. It all starts with that holistic connection to yourself, connecting back to who you are, you know, centering yourself into the person that is in front of you. Okay, so you need to be mindful of that. Our energy, and make sure, and your energy, and make sure you're taking care of yourself, physically and emotionally. Okay, so one way that always worked for me is, it may not work for you, but maybe you can find in between, you can read between the lines and really pick and pinpoint the ones that work for you and practice those daily. One way that, you know, that you can approach it if you feel unbalanced right now at a point of your life is to set some ground rules. One is, I already mentioned that earlier, is what are your priorities? You know, what are your priorities? Are you a mom? Are you a girlfriend? Are you a spouse? Are you a grandparent? Are you a grandfather? Are you, you know, a CEO? Who are you responsible for? And where do you fall in? Right? I remember when I got my, a couple years ago when I had I was certified to become women empowerment expert. And one of the exercises that we are tasked to do is prioritize your own being. So majority of the class is putting ourselves last. It's like parent, daughter, sister, me. Or school, hobby, this, self-care. So we prioritize ourselves the last being on the list. Let's not do that. Okay, so what are your priorities? What do you want to accomplish in your relationship, in your career, and in your personal life? Right? Go back to that holistic personal development again and look through where are you lacking that improvement? Is it maybe talking more good things about yourself? Less doubt, more uplifting things about yourself. Are you at a dead-end job that you know well that you're never going to get that promotion or you're never going to get that raise unless you speak up? You have that confidence and get up and say, look, based on my skill, my qualification, my dedication, my loyalty to this, to this position for this certain amount of time, I deserve this. It all starts with your self-love, self-worth, your own values to yourself. Okay? And your personal life, are you in a dead-end relationship? You know you should end it, or you're hoping that the other person end it for you, so you don't have to be put in that, you don't have to be in the middle of having that hard conversation. Maybe it's time to prioritize that. So then, the next thing you can do, once you have a clear idea of what is important to you, it is easier to make choices. You'll be able to decide how you can help yourself achieve those and achieve your balance. Another way to be more of your another way to achieve balance is to be mindful of your time. Your time is precious. Don't let other people take your precious time. Don't let other people waste your precious time. Your time is valuable. Your time is a hot commodity. Your time, there is really no price on your time. So take a look at your circle. Take a look at things that you commit to. How are you spending your days and your time? Do you really need to go to that wedding of the friend that has been dug onto this role for the fifth time? Do you really need to do that? Learn to say no. Take your power back. Are you spending time on things that don't matter? Right? So that is where I leave you for the secret to living a balanced life as a professional. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I have crafted to the best of my own personal experiences, professional experiences. I hope you learn something. I hope you take those tips and strategies and you go ahead and apply those in all aspects of your life. And you too, my friend, become the balanced professional. I'll see you next week for a brand new episode. Thank you. And again, this is Afiro. Bye now.
And again, we are at the end of this week's episode. Please accept my sincere gratitude for tuning in to this week's episode. I hope you find this episode encouraging, empowering, and educational, that enables you to strive for personal growth, professional success, and overall remain motivated to live a balanced life. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.